Hey everybody, happy Daily Dose to you today, whenever you're watching it, whatever you're doing. I want to pick up on a little thought in a book called Colossians in chapter 1. And I want to talk about Jesus being the very icon, the very image of God himself. And I want to read a passage where the Apostle Paul is writing a church saying, man, do you understand the Jesus that's with you today? Do you understand the God that is in you? And he gets a little carried away talking about Jesus. He's passionate about this one. And at the end, I hope to give you a little story or illustration that may make you think differently about who this God is that you walk with and that you pray with today. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, Paul is writing about Jesus being with us, redeeming us from our sin. And he says, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and things on earth, visible and the invisible, whether thrones or powers, rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and created for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn among the dead, so that in everything he may have supremacy. For God was pleased to have all of his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile through himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. I love the way Paul starts writing about Jesus. He goes, church, do you understand the Jesus that's in you? And then, like an old Southern preacher, Paul just starts getting worked up. He is the very icon. He is the very image of God. He is the firstborn. Not meaning Jesus was born or created, meaning that supremacy in a Jewish family, that he would have authority of all things after the Father, that all things are created by him, all things are created for him, all things are created to give Jesus glory, and all things are created so that he might have supremacy over them. And then you heard just that tangent that Paul went into. I just want to take these last few moments and say, have you ever really considered that when you're praying? Who you're praying to? Have you ever really considered that when you think about who you're with, the Spirit of God that's supposed to be with us? We don't have a piece of God with us. We don't have a little portion of God with us. We don't have a little God tag somewhere on our shirt that's pinned to us so we know who we belong to in case we ever get separated. He is the very image, the icon of the invisible God. When you click Jesus, you get all of God. The Spirit that is in me is not a tiny reminder of a God I belong to. It is the Creator God that wants to dwell in us and work through us. Now, let's put it this way. You ever visit something like the Eiffel Tower? You got to pick up a souvenir. I've never been there. I'm sure there's souvenir shops all over the place. You got to get a little keychain with a little Eiffel Tower on it or a little magnet. You ever been to something like the caves in Carlsbad? Not California, out in New Mexico. You get a little cave or a little magnet. Are you a person that collects magnets or shot glasses, little pictures, mementos, little symbols that remind you of where you've been? That is not Jesus. That is not the Spirit today, folks. You don't have a little magnet. You don't have a keychain to remind you of the God you belong to. God himself resides in us. The Spirit of God, the God of the entire Old Testament, like we talked about last week, dwells in us. The fullness of God has been put in my life. And the question is, then, why don't I see that? Why don't I feel that? Because we've never pressed into it. First and foremost, sin just crowds that out of my life. The stuff I force the Spirit of God to go with me, that I watch, that I click on, that I do, the thoughts that I have, the desires that I fall into, the way I choose to live my life, not his, man, it just squelches, it quenches the Spirit of God out of my life. The more we press into God, the more we walk with him. I just wanted to give you that little glimpse today. The God that is in us is not a keychain. It's not a shot glass. It's not a magnet. A little picture of God to remind me of the God that's in heaven. The God of the universe wants to walk with you, dwell with you, in you, through you. Press into that. Practice the presence of God in your life. Listen to that voice. Step out into that. Get rid of the stuff that is quenching that from you. I want to encourage you today. He is the icon, the image. When you click the Spirit, when you click Jesus, we get all of God. Hey, pray. Remind yourself the God of creation that you talk to is the God that is with you. Man, that's a good word for